You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Heartland Theatre in Normal presents Intimate Apparel by Lynn Nottage, opening this weekend and running through November 22nd. The show is directed by Don LaCasse, who last year directed another play by Lynn Nottage at ISU Theatre. By the way, meet Vera Stark. Of the two plays, LaCasse says he much prefers Intimate Apparel.
It's much more intimate. It's not on the large scale. And I felt that it would play quite well in Heartland.
So what we have is a play set in 1905. We have Esther, who's a lonely black seamstress who creates these just gorgeous corsets and negligees at her boarding house room. And she is at the heart of our play.
Yes, she is. And she creates intimate apparel for ladies on Fifth Avenue, wealthy ladies, as well as prostitutes.
I just love that. The fact that, are they the same ones?
And she often makes the same thing for both because they both want it.
This is not the kind of voice we often hear in theater. Is that part of the appeal for you?
Yes, it is. And Lynn Nottage is very interested in exploring the stories of people who do not get noticed. This play she actually based, or I should say inspired by, her great-grandmother, who did come to New York in 1902 as a seamstress, and she carried on a letter romance with a man named George Armstrong, who is in the play. George, then in the second act, joins them in New York City. He's from Barbados, and he's been working on the Panama Canal, and again, just through writing. Her family, in actuality, as well as in the play, because she was kind of a plain lady, they never expected that she would get married. And so it's very exciting for her when this man shows interest, and we end the first act with their romance, and they're getting married.
But he's not the only man in her life, so to speak.
No. There's a wonderful role of Mr. Marks, who is a Orthodox Jew, and he and Esther share an absolute love for beautiful fabrics. A relationship develops on that, but racial strictures, religious, keep them apart to where, in fact, in his religion, he's not allowed to touch a woman who isn't his wife or a relative. At the same time, you realize that these two people share something in common and they're very close. And that's one of the sadder elements, is that there's just no way that that romance could develop. The relationships are so real and genuine. It's hard not to become involved with Esther. She's such a beautiful character. And I think the relationship of the various characters is, it's a very sensitive, moving play. And one thing I like about Lynn Nottage is she writes beautiful moments. And there's a number of them in this play.
The fact that she's making underwear, essentially, is Lynn Nottage trying to make a statement about what we have underneath our outer vestments?
Oh, I think so. And also, it's certainly one of the themes of the play is intimacy and the intimacy in relationships. In fact, I think if there's a central metaphor for the play, it's the corset, because the corset, of course, forces women's bodies into a predetermined idea of what beauty is. And these women of the period wore corsets.
Is Esther's dream really love, or is it independence? Because she's making money. She's making good money.
Yes, she is. She's putting away money. She's certainly not going to get rich doing what she does. But she's able to scrimp and put away $100 for every year that she's been working, and it's been 18 years. And her dream is to own her own beauty parlor. And, of course, once she's married, there becomes conflict over that money.
Don, tell me about your cast.
Esther is Faith's servant, who is completing an MFA in acting degree at Illinois State. She is an absolutely wonderful actress. The young man is also a fifth-year senior here at Illinois State. Alante Richardson is playing the man from Barbados. Mr. Marks is certainly someone well-known by many folks. Reese Lovell, who is also the artistic director at Heartland. And I've known Reese for many years, and we've never had a chance to work together before. So I was so thrilled to have the chance to work with him.
That's Don LaCasse, director of Intimate Apparel, running at the Heartland Theater in Normal through November 22nd. I'm Laura Kennedy.